Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, when best-selling author Adele Coffey is on the airwaves, she's generally talking about books, recommendations, must-reads, that kind of thing. This morning, she's here to talk about something completely different. Adele set herself a goal last year, and it's one which she's managed to maintain with some very interesting results. Adele, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Great to see you. Great to see you.
Thank
looking
you for
fabulous.
Having me.
That's the point. That's important for this conversation. Not that you should ever comment on someone's appearance.
Oh, stop. Yes, I'm hiding the guns under a blazer.
That's it. Gun show later. But before we get into the big lifestyle change you made, where were you at before you made the change?
Yeah, I think I found myself where a lot of women find themselves in their 40s, which is kind of having abandoned themselves to look after
others.
Everyone else. You know, and it's and that's not a kind of a woe is me thing. It's
no, just, I made a career out of it and off the rails.
Exactly. Yeah. You're very busy at that point in your life. Often women have young children at that point in their lives. Often their parents need looking after or help, which I should say is not the situation in my life.
Okay.
My dad is listening going, excuse me, I don't need any looking
I'm
after.
Fine, thank you.
But do you know, we often find ourselves pinched, and I certainly found myself very, very busy. We have four children. I write books. I'm a journalist as well. And I noticed after COVID particularly, as I'm sure a lot of people did, that I had picked up a stone that I wasn't very happy about. And previously I always thought, oh, well, you know, I'll just stop eating bread for 2 weeks and that stone will be gone. And previously that had worked. But as I sort of hit my 40s, that didn't work anymore. And I thought, what am I going to do here? And I was feeling kind of miserable actually about myself and my body in a kind of a way that made me lack confidence and made me feel unhappy. And, you know, I try not to go down that road too much. I try to realise how lucky I am, you know, be grateful for my body and my
your
life
health and
my
that.
Health
yeah.
And exactly. But I did find myself feeling like I'd look in the mirror and I would be dissatisfied.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, let's just try something here. And I came across these women on Instagram. And I think also I'd bought into that narrative that I was getting older and that was the end for me. You know,
accept
a ridiculous
it.
Narrative.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel like, well, you know, you hear about people, they put on a pound of weight or a kilo of weight for every year as they get older. And that's just the facts, which
that's
is ridiculous.
True.
It's not true.
No.
And you don't have to accept it. So I came across this woman on Instagram. She's an influencer now, but she was just this 70 something year old woman called Train with Joan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know her.
I'll look her up.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's this like gorgeous sort of white, grey, bubble, perm hairdo. She's probably pushing 80 now.
Was she a bit of a light bulb moment for you?
A total light bulb moment because I thought, okay, this woman was, she was very, very overweight. She was very unhealthy. She had lots of health issues. And her daughter is a trainer and she said, I'll train you. And she had this huge transformation. And I thought, okay, look, if this woman in her 70s can do it, you can do it. And previously, like many years ago, I had done weight training and really enjoyed it. But actually, I'd gone at it full pelt. I'd done it like 5 days a week. I did the full keto diet. I stopped drinking.
You were ripped.
I was ripped, but I was no crack, Brendan. So
there has to be a middle ground, doesn't
so it? So I fell off the wagon,
yeah,
you know?
Hard, yeah.
But then I thought, okay, well, maybe I would like to go back to weight training. So I found a little local gym in Galway in the tennis club there. Shout out to Didier. And I just started training there twice a week, 1 hour for each session. So I do 2 hours weight training every week. And that is all I do.
Yeah.
And
so you're talking to the converted here.
Yeah.
So a little, like, I feel very confident talking about this. I was actually a fitness instructor in my 20s.
Oh my God.
I studied it, yeah.
Because
I was a very, sport wasn't kind to me. I was too fey.
Same here.
I didn't play sports. I didn't like it. And it was a different time then. And it's all very inclusive now. It's great. But at the time in the 70s and 80s, it was different. Yeah. So as a teenager, I wasn't very healthy.
Mm.
And then I discovered Jane Shortall and what was her name? You know, the dance studio. I started going to dance classes in my when I was 17 and 18. And I got really into fitness then, really, really into it. And so I first did it for vanity.
Yes.
And then I got the well-being side of it. Yeah. And then I got kind of hooked to that. But my next phase of my life recently in the last 2 years has been lifting weights. So tell us what you discovered about the overall benefit, and there's a massive benefit for women as well, isn't there, at a certain age?
And this is one of the other reasons that I decided I would go back to it, because, you know, I am technically perimenopausal, even if in my head I am a vibrant young woman. So essentially, weightlifting for women is really important for protecting against osteoporosis and also protecting against muscle loss, which happens as you get older.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's just an incredibly good defense against these things. So when I started weightlifting, I wrote an article about it for the Gloss magazine just over a year ago. And I look back on it now and I see in those pictures, I'm using this tiny little kettlebell, which is the other thing we should mention. First of all, anyone can weight train. It's not niche. You don't have to be into it.
Benefit, right? So just get that in. January, we've all been eating, right?
Yes.
And we probably think new year, new me and all that stuff, right? The real benefit is when you grow muscle,
it burns calories.
Loads of calories.
All day long.
More than cardio, yeah.
Yeah, it increases your metabolism.
Massively.
So it takes more energy to
burn. We're really into this,
muscle.
Aren't we?
Yeah, so like for vanity reasons, just saying, it does a job.
It works, yeah.
But the thing that I've really learned over the past year is just to trust the process. It's a phrase that my trainer uses all the time. Trust the process. Just accept that nothing's going to happen immediately.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen rapidly. You might not even enjoy it for the first few months. I found it very difficult. You're dying in the gym. You know, you're trying to lift these little weights and you're like, how can this be so hard? But actually, if you stick with it and just do these 2 hours every week and just get through that and just keep that as your goal, you start to improve. And amazingly, just before Christmas, I did my last session with my trainer and I was pressing a barbell above my head, you know, and she said, I'm so proud of you. And I kind of felt really happy.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh. And she said, think about what you were able to do above your head a year ago. And it was so true. I really struggled with a much lighter weight. And sometimes you don't recognize the progress you make because you're making it very slowly. But I think slow progress is actually much more sustainable than, you know, going out and saying, I'm going to just drink green juice all week.
Oh, yeah, you won't do it.
Five times.
You set yourself too high a bar.
Exactly. And then you feel like you failed when you stop. So set the bar low. Do something you think you might enjoy. But there's a huge sense of empowerment as a woman to lift heavy, I have to say.
I
love it.
Where I lift, my trainer, Niamh, we do classes a couple of times a week and I train with her. It's completely mixed. It's largely women.
Yeah.
All different ages. And I was with Jacinta, a woman who I know comes from the gym. And we were lifting the exact same weights for the whole thing. And she's probably a little younger than me, but she's 3 or 4 kids, I think, Jacinta has. And there wasn't even a discussion about it, because I think that's a myth that women can't lift.
Total myth. And the other myth is that you're going to get big.
Oh, yes.
You
so talk
do
about
not
that.
Bulk up. Because a lot of women...
I don't want those Madonna arms.
Yeah. I see a lot of... I want those Madonna arms.
I want those Madonna arms.
I see a lot of women in the gym now who are much younger than me. I see a lot of women in their 20s and they're in the weights room.
Because they get it.
They get it and they understand the science, which is that you're just going to get definition, you're going to get toned. If you want to bulk up, you're going to have to eat an awful lot of food. So you're not going to bulk up if you weight train. It's what's going to happen is you're going to get really defined. You're going to get ripped.
So you said you did train some years before, but it was a different experience.
Yeah, because...
What changed?
Well, it was too intense.
Was it?
Yeah, and that's what I mean about set the bar lower, because I was training so hard and so intensely. And also, when you introduce the diet, the nutritional side. At the moment, I don't do any nutritional side whatsoever. I try to eat a balanced enough diet. But like I have 4 children, as I said, a lot of the time my diet is an awful lot of Haribo jellies. And but the thing about weight training as well is that it sort of maintains your body. So you can actually eat the things that you want to eat.
Yeah.
So like I don't do carb free or anything like that. I do just a normal diet because... Again, you just have to sort of live a sustainable life.
I'm a bit more obsessed now. I would eat a lot of protein, a lot of fish yeah. and take protein shakes. I'm really into it at the moment.
And it's so good for your muscle tone. Yeah. And like I...
Listen to us.
I do intend to get there and I
put
would
down
love,
that selection box.
I would love to bring the nutritional aspect into it because actually that completely transforms your body when you're actually training as
yeah.
well. The coupling of those two things together really, really works.
Your enthusiasm is infectious. And I'm often asked, like, what's your motivation? Like, okay, first of all, let's talk about going to a gym for the first time, particularly for my sisters. I remember, and I'm only speaking anecdotally, I'm not speaking for all women, but one of my sisters particularly found it really intimidating.
It is intimidating. And what I would say is try not to be intimidated because, interestingly, when you go into a gym, and particularly there's a gym that I go to separately to the place where I'm trained, and that is full of men. In yeah. terms of the weights room, and you walk in and it's called the advanced training area. So it's already off-putting because it's like, oh, advanced. Am I, you know, intelligent enough for this? Do I know how to use these things?
Hang on, I'll ask that man to mansplain it to me.
Well, exactly. The thing I was going to say is that everybody leaves you alone and there's kind of no eye contact. It's like being on the tube because I think men in gyms are very, very aware that of yeah. making women comfortable in gyms. So there's no eye contact. So you think maybe it's a bit unfriendly, but actually it's not. If in any case, in my experience, I've asked a man for help with anything. They've been so warm and so open. And gym culture is actually very friendly, very positive, very encouraging. If somebody sees you struggling with a weight, they're going to be right there behind you to spot you or to just catch it.
Yeah.
So don't be intimidated. Yeah. And also the thing is, there's a huge array of bodies in gyms now, which I love. And there's a huge age range as well. There's lots of people in my gym who are in their 70s and 80s, which I love because also that's the part of my brain that has changed. I used to join gyms and train for 3 to 6 months. I get in shape. I say, that's great. I'm in shape. I can stop now. And I'd stop. And then I'd have to start the whole process like 2 years later when I realize actually I am a blob. So now I feel like this is a thing that I do 2 days a week in the same way that I brush my teeth yeah. every day. It's like it's something that's just part of my life and I'm doing it and I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it until my hair is grey. My hair is quite possibly grey. I haven't seen my natural hair in a long time. But anyway, I'm going to continue. Do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, there's just such a huge mindset benefit from it actually as well as the sort of feeling like your body is strong and your body is healthy. There's a brilliant mindset change from it. As a woman, it's very empowering to lift heavy weights. And particularly like you were saying about that woman you train with, when I see a young man who is bigger than me and who is, you know, younger than me, and I see him back squatting 30 kilos and I think, that's interesting. I can back squat twice that. And that is so childish of me and so puerile, I know. But I can't help it sometimes. I think, wow, actually, I am strong.
Yeah.
So it's great for you to realise as a woman that you can be really strong.
And there's a couple of things I'm picking up on. First of all, I grew up with girls, so I never was rare that there was a difference between us. We were always seen as the same. So when I'm in a gym with a woman, I'm not even... Yeah. Thinking if she's not going to lift mm-hmm. the same weight as me. And only people with injuries would say, I can't do that because I've got this yes. thing or whatever, you know, but and the gym I go to has a policy of no mirrors and no weighing scales.
Oh.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
And they discourage your phone as well. But it's just if you want, you can, but they sort of say, put that away for the hour you're here.
That's
I really like that.
Like every gym I'm in has loads of mirrors and
no
loads
mirrors.
Of phones.
I love that there's no mirrors actually because yeah. you really focus on the work as well. And it's very social. There's a lot of chat happens, but too much chat sometimes actually.
Yeah.
But it's really no mirrors and no.
I don't know whether to admit this or not, but I kind of like the mirror now because I feel like
it helps your posture and all that.
Yeah, but also I feel like I can see the muscles like when you do it, and like that is, I suppose, that's a little bit vain, is it? But
no.
it's more, it's kind of like motivating as well.
Yeah.
It's like, look, there's the thing that you didn't have last year.
So I'm excited to talk about the motivation. So yeah. I always say to people, because I was a fitness instructor, I'd say, well, I have a deal with myself. If I'm tired, I'll go 10 minutes. Mm. I'll do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You'll always do 20.
You'll always do more.
You might even go to half an hour.
Once you get there, you're fine.
Get up and just like say 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes.
And as Joe Wicks says, you'll never regret a workout.
Yeah.
And actually, that's the other thing to mention. We're here talking about gyms and trainers and all that. And that all costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So there are other ways to do it. You can go onto YouTube and there are so many trainers who have 2 years worth of free videos there that will give you a program. And if you do that 3 days a week at home, get yourself three sets of dumbbells, get yourself a light one, 3 kilos, get yourself a medium, 5 or 6 kilos, and get yourself a heavy because you need that for your glute squats.
Yeah.
So like 9 kilos is the heavy one I use at home.
But yeah. If
you do that for 3 days a week, you'll notice a difference.
I say to people, go for 10 minutes, do a deal with yourself, or even go for a walk for 10 minutes. Just even get out and get up, even for 10 minutes, and you'll do 20.
Absolutely.
You'll keep going, okay?
I hate walking. I hate all cardio. The other reason I love weights is because I'm so bad at exercise, and I've always found it so unpleasant that weightlifting is the one thing that I absolutely adore, and I crave it now almost. It's like my body has come to crave it. I really hope that I'll be able to keep it up. I hope that I won't sort of fall off or find excuses, but I've set it up so that you're talking about how difficult it is sometimes to go to the gym. I've set it up so set yourself up for success. Okay, my gym times are at 9 a.m. So I drop the kids to school and the gym, I have to pass it on my way home.
That's key.
So, and if I just go straight in before
it's
time to pick.
It's very difficult to pass the door if you have to pass it, isn't it?
Exactly. And just like work it into your schedule. And also, I used to be really lackadaisical about it. I used to, if somebody said, do you want to go for coffee after school drop? I'd say, yeah, sure. And I'd just cancel the gym. Now I say, I'm not free on these 2 days a week at 9 a.m. And it's in my diary and it's in my phone as a recurring event that I just go to the gym at this time. So you kind of have to take it seriously in that way. Put it in like you put in a work meeting.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly what I do. And I found, here's a weird thing. On my phone, if I put something in the diary of my phone in green, it happens. Don't ask me why. It's programmed into my head. But I found myself lying to people to go to the gym. So that's where I'm at.
Because you do, like, and even this morning, I kind of like feel like such a bore talking about gym because you can become a bit of a gym bore, can't you? Is that your thing? You're thinking they'll think I'm a bore if I go to the gym?
No, like if I want to squeeze in a session and I don't want to make people, I don't want to tell people, I just don't know why. I'm going to make
people, why are you ashamed of your gym session?
I don't know. Maybe I'm lying profoundly about something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just covering my tracks. But I always think when you're lying about going to the gym, that's a good thing.
That's an addiction, Bert.
Well, that's maybe a bit of a problem, isn't it? What are the big changes you've seen in your body shape?
Like just much more. So interestingly, I'm not a smaller dress size or anything, but I'm much more defined and toned. And the biggest benefit, I would say, is not how my body has changed, even though I like my body a lot more, but it's how my mentality has changed around my body.
Yeah.
So strange.
Your relationship with your body.
Yeah. Like, it's allowed me to forget about my body.
Oh, explain that.
So previously, I'd be very self-conscious about my body and I'd be thinking about how I look and how I don't look well, or I don't look great. And now,
which is our generation is programmed
to
think badly about ourselves, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And the whole 90s period when I was a teenager, it was just horrific, really.
Fashion has a lot to answer for. Fashion.
I know. Yeah. And actually, I'm quite concerned about the trend.
Yeah, I agree.
It's taking again with Ozempic, obviously, because so many celebrities now are clearly completely very, very thin. And obviously that's going to set a new beauty standard.
You know, it's funny, when you go to the gym, like you say, and actually I talked a lot, I go to the sauna a lot now near the sea or wherever I can get into a sauna. When you see the vast difference in our body shapes in front of you and you realise there is no perfect body shape.
And also it's just so nice to see yourself represented on a scale. Like, you know, it's like, oh, that person is there, this person is here, we're all different, but we're all actually just human beings. And that is the greatest benefit for me of having done this weightlifting is I definitely have some work to do, obviously, but I'm much more accepting of my body now. And I think it's because I feel like my body is just this functioning thing that I work hard and I've got definition, but it's more about just being able to sort of put it to the back of your mind and forget about it. And like that noise then goes away and you can spend your brain power on other more interesting things.
Do you remember when we were teenagers using clothes as camouflage as opposed to just clothes?
I still use clothes as camouflage.
Give me one little tip for anybody listening now, thinking about getting up and going to do something positive with weight.
Don't be intimidated is my main tip. Please don't be intimidated, because there are so many friendly people in the gym. There's so much fun to be had, actually, and there's friends to be made. Mm-hmm. And so just start. And the thing I've learned about the gym is trust the process. And I apply that to all areas of my life now. I apply it to writing books. Trust the process. Sit down and write 1,000 words today. And at the end of the year, you'll have a novel.
And it is a process. And the thing that we learned as teenagers is with fitness and, you know, getting yourself in shape, there's an end part. There's a wedding
there's
at
no
the end.
End
no, there's no, this is a journey.
Yeah. And also the major benefit of that is, you know, the way you used to say, okay, I've got a wedding to go to. I've got a month to get in shape for this dress. Like, that is just so painful and so harmful and so torturous. And I was at the Book Awards actually in November, and I didn't change my eating. I didn't do anything. I just bought a dress in my size and I put it on, and there was a lovely bit of ruching around the stomach area. But what I found was actually, you don't have to do anything when you're working out all year, because you just, your body is grand as it is. And what I should also caveat, everyone's body is grand
as it is.
You
of
know,
course, yeah.
Also, going into 2025, like, accept yourself, love yourself. That's one of the things I learned from all those women over 50 influencers on Instagram. They, you know, they work really hard, they're ripped, but they all say, you have to speak to yourself with power and positivity, because if you do not speak to yourself with that kind of tone, you really are not going to succeed in your goals.
Your inspiration, Adele Coffey. I could talk to you all day about this, but we're going to have to take a quick track from Elton John.